Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'd like some chicken wings. Yes, ordering actual food today. Just all the chicken wings you have.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I'm John, here with Jamie, who I think, maybe you think this is bless their hearts. This is not, we're not eating food here today. We're talking about a crime.
This is the first time I've ever ordered food at this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the server, who is Avery, is probably, you know, confused.
Probably a little bit, and I'll have you know that this is, if I were to say we need a case that is just built for True Crime to Go, it would be this one, and we only got 10 minutes, so get us rolling.
Well, I want to say thank you guys for coming back, and we're going to talk to you about one of the most baffling tales of crime from around the world. I don't know, that's strong. I don't know if it will live up to that, but that's what I'm going to say. Today's story involves a school district, a pandemic, and a whole lot of chicken wings.
I want you to picture it. You're in charge of feeding hundreds of kids, and this was in a Chicago area school district, so heavily populated. It's the height of the pandemic. I know our schools around here were giving meals to families. You would drive through and get like bags of food. It was so much food being given to people, because sometimes kids only get good meals at school.
It's sad but true, man.
Yeah. So in this situation, people were going to pick up the meals in Chicago, and there are, of course, people in charge of preparing that. There was an individual that, instead of sticking to the script and the menu, decided to go rogue. This individual ordered 11,000 cases of chicken wings.
How many chickens or chicken wings are in a case? I would imagine a lot.
I would imagine a lot. I have a dollar amount we'll get to in a minute, but I don't have a chicken wing count. I mean, it's a crap load of chickens, right?
Can I order wings from said distributor? Like, I would imagine that there's a bulk discount.
Well, I'll tell you this. They never made it to the students. This was specifically in the Harvey School District 152. And the woman that we're going to talk about is Vera Liddell.
Vera Liddell is the former food service director for the district and has recently pleaded guilty to swiping those wings, which were valued at a staggering $1.5 million.
I want to say this was in 2021. Think about how much wings have gone up since then.
$3 million.
Like, no kidding. Chicken wings are crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I'll process more of this at the end, but according to the Cook County State Attorney's Office, Liddell orchestrated this fraudulent scheme between August and November of 2021. You're telling me that's only 2 months worth of wings?
That's a lot of chicken.
Where is she storing it? My God.
Well, I don't know if she stored it.
Okay. Liddell was just, I mean, what a schemer. It was a time when the schools were doing their best to adapt to the challenges of, like you said, being remote learning and still providing for their students' needs. So they had their business elsewhere, so to speak. So they weren't really paying attention to what's being ordered in the cafeteria, because they have parents and teachers absolutely in the middle of the fire right now.
Yeah, it's a very distracting time. And chicken wings, like, occasionally they'll have them at school. I think they're usually boneless.
Which, I mean,
which are nuggets.
I grew up in Jellicoe, Tennessee. I certainly never had chicken wings at school.
No.
I wonder if my kids ever do.
So it's really not. I've seen it on the menu, but I still think it's boneless, which, like I said, it's a chicken nugget. But these were full bone-in chicken wings. I don't know that they would serve them, especially if you're talking about...
They were bone-in?
Yeah, younger.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so expensive. Younger kids and the choking hazard and all that. But she ordered them, and then things... the way she got caught, obviously, was when they looked back and saw the budget, right? In January of 2022, it showed that they had overshot their food budget by $300,000 for the year, but they had only been through half the school year.
So they still have another, I don't know, 5-6 months maybe, and they're already over budget.
They're in the red.
This audit triggered a deeper dive into the district's invoices, and that's when Liddell's scheme came to light. According to court documents, she had been placing hundreds of additional orders, mostly for chicken wings, through the Gordon Food Service Company, and these orders were billed to the district but never actually made it to any school. In fact, surveillance footage shows Liddell picking up the massive orders herself while using a district vehicle. Wow.
It's very brazen. Part of me says it was, you know, you have this plot, everybody's distracted, but you're setting yourself up to get caught. And that's what happened here. Court filings say that there were employees at Gordon Food Service who ended up knowing Liddell very well. She was there a lot. She came by and she was a regular person that they saw at work. It's unclear where they went, but they never reached the plates of any students. So the assumption being made by the courts here is that she was turning around and selling these wings. Food was not necessarily hard to find at the time, but getting food at home was a different process than it normally is during the pandemic. So she was making money off these chicken wings.
Well, and if your profit, I mean, her profit was 100%. She didn't have any overhead costs.
Right.
So she could sell these for cheaper than you could buy them at the market. So your customers are getting a deal and you're getting 100% of the profit. So even if you sell them for half off, you're making a hundred. Yeah. I mean, you're
rolling. You're not paying taxes on that. You're not reporting your stolen chicken wing sales.
What's funny is taxes are paying for it.
Yeah.
For you to steal from.
We paid for it.
Despite this elaborate scheme, she couldn't hide forever. So she is currently being held on a bond of $150,000. And as it turns out, her past was not squeaky clean. She did have several bankruptcies on her record, and she was hired as the food services director. So clearly there were some red flags that was kind of disregarded in the hiring process.
Yeah.
Because if you put people in the position to have purchasing power, you have to look for a few things like, is this person in need financially? And are they going to have an opportunity to steal from you?
Right. And how did it not get caught sooner? I mean, these invoices had to be going somewhere, and these were unauthorized orders that were well over budget. Where did all the wings end up? It's not like they found them in her house. Did she sell them all? Did she give them away? Did she give them to family? Was she just stealing them for food for those around her? Those are things we don't know and that never really came out during the legal process. And just last month, the court sentenced her to 9 years in prison for her fraudulent order. She did plead guilty, so it probably would have been longer if she didn't. She's going to be in jail for 9 years for chicken wings, currently 68 years old. So not a great time to be a prisoner, I wouldn't think.
I can't imagine she would actually serve that full sentence. But I will say that it's funny to me and sad at the same time that I know someone who murdered another person who had less time served in jail.
Yeah.
So
it's very sad is what it is.
You can murder each other, but by God, don't steal chicken wings from a school district.
Man, I tell you what, if anybody has those chicken wings, I would not come forward. Chicken wings are amazing. One of my favorite foods. Not worth going to prison over.
I don't know, man.
Depends on where they're from.
Good wings.
Depends on where they're prepared.
Quaker steak and lube.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Depends on what kind of sauce is on it.
I would do a year for their regular honey barbecue.
My mouth is literally watering. But Liddell's going to be in prison at least for some time. So when she gets out, you better watch your wings. For now, we appreciate you hanging out with us through True Crime to Go. It's been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.